Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
Back in 2008, while the masses flocked to Obama to save them from Dick Cheney, those waking up to the American nightmare could clearly see how he was a puppet to Wall Street and the big banks, and also to the military-industrial complex. Their profits soared as the anti-war movement disappeared. Obama even had an American citizen killed with a drone strike while eating dinner. Obama loved predator drones, and he normalized the unending war.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming. You think I'm joking?
At first, Obama was not threatened by the election of Donald Trump. He had the all-powerful media on his side.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
But that didn't last.
If we fall for...
Trump got elected, and Obama helped lead a massive attack against him with the entire establishment, mainstream media, and loyal Democrats. And by the time the 2020 election was stolen right before our eyes, there was no doubt that Joe Biden was a puppet. But whose puppet?
I think it's no surprise to know that it's not just Obama, but it's the whole Obama-Clinton machine that has been in power for a long time and continues to pull the strings behind the curtain in the Biden administration. But when we're talking about this Ministry of Truth, Will, what's even more disturbing than the fact that you have all these Democrats who are supporting it is that there are powerful Republicans who are supporting it as well.
Obama and Clinton are puppets, along with at least 99% of all the Democrats and Republicans in Congress. And it's not even a government anymore. It's a criminal cabal made up of several crime families and corporations that see the people as a commodity. And now, while being exposed for some of the biggest crimes in American history, they are stealing every last penny from the American people, creating a worldwide famine and provoking a war with a country that is showing off ways they can nuke we the people into oblivion. In Germany, hundreds of thousands of people are demanding that their government stop sending weapons to Ukraine and urging them to move towards a peaceful resolution. While in America, it seems as if everyone is just going about their business, waiting for the next election, as if it's just a series on Netflix we are watching. But if we sit and do nothing as we watch them start a nuclear war, are we innocent? The U.S. government is training Ukrainian soldiers in Germany and supplying Ukraine with hundreds of newly declassified suicide drones. The liars and thieves inhabiting the U.S. government are starting this war for their own puppet masters. But they are no one special, just old, old money with centuries of fraud. And we outnumber them 10,000 to 1, conservatively. They are not going to stop. And now that they are being exposed, it's just going to get worse. And so, wouldn't it be beautiful if we the people can stand up for what's right and stop World War III? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you. that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're fighting the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The right of a woman to kill her child is abortion. Biden says the quiet part out loud. But more and more, people like Gloria Steinem of the Central Intelligence Agency on record wear shirts saying, I had an abortion and I'll do it again. And they talk about how they like it and how it made them feel good and how it empowers them to kill their child. This is not a minority of these leftist women. This is the majority of them have been basically endowed with the satanic spirit of when they aborted their baby because they were lied to that it wasn't a human. Instead of having the Holy Spirit soften their heart and repent of it and say, I'm not going to be part of this anymore, they said, no! I'm glad I did it. And you see the leftist ideology now becoming purely satanic because its roots were always satanic. I have repented. And the left is so blind and so tone deaf spiritually and culturally and intellectually and philosophically that every time I talk about the fact that I paid for abortions and I repented of it when I was about 19 years old, they say, look, here's the hypocrite, Jones, admitting he's been part of abortions, but now he's against it. That's like saying if you murdered somebody or you robbed a bank when you were 25 years old and went to jail for 10 years and got out and became a Christian and a business owner, it was wrong you robbed a bank and pistol whipped the clerk. I haven't done that. It's hypothetical. And so I was touched by the Holy Spirit when I was about 18, 19 and had nightmares about it and really was upset and said, I'm not going to sit there and just shell out $300 every time I get a chick pregnant. Because even if I wore a condom and stuff, back then I was so fertile, I could look at a woman and get her pregnant. And, I mean, I still am. I'm 48 years old. But the point is that my dad confronted me when I was about 17. I was about to move out of the house and I needed money. He goes, oh, you need $300 again. Let me guess, you're killing another one of my grandchildren. He said, you need to stop it. Stop killing my grandchildren. Or he grabbed me by the arm really intensely. And that kind of set that off in my soul and my mind that what I'd done was wrong. And it was dehumanizing myself and the woman and my own child. And now I look at my four children that I would die for instantly. And it just makes me really realize how blind people are that have been part of this dehumanization. Because if you don't care about the unborn, well, now they want to kill babies after they're born. They're passing laws to do it. They make all these sickening statements all over the news about how fun it is. And in the U.S. and the U.K., they heat the hospitals with the dead bodies of the babies, turning them into a commodity. And they keep them alive sometimes for up to 2 weeks while they get all the orders in for their organs at the highest bidder, and then they kill them. They've got all these policies and bioethics rules, how they claim they do it. And people that understood if a woman's raped or understood if the first trimester that, hey, the woman's poor, she can't raise another kid, you could see the argument for it, except then you realize the people behind it are satanic and it's really about total dehumanization. Because then they're like, you know what, we want to kill them from the day they're born. You're like, well, I can kind of see first couple months. I mean, it's a human, it's real, but it's not conscious yet. It's got a soul, a spirit. It's still murder. But the licking of the lips and the getting off on the killing of the babies now to the day they're born, and now laws being passed for 7 days, 4 weeks. And the leprous ideologists kill them up to age three. That's Peter Singer, one of the main founders of PETA. That's who these people are. And so let's go to a few of these clips. Here is Biden saying the quiet part out loud, and this is really hurting them bad, where he says, well, just share it for yourself.
Well, the idea that we're going to make a judgment that is going to say that no one can make the judgment to choose to abort a child based on a decision by the Supreme Court, I think goes way overboard.
So you heard it right there, ladies and gentlemen. The quote, the decision to abort a child, the decision to abort is actually murder. And unsurprisingly, he says the decision to abort is the decision to abort a child is the quote. Now, here's some leftist on TikTok and Twitter. There's hours of this. There's a small sampling of it. Really talking about brutalizing babies and just crazy-eyed women getting off on the power of human sacrifice. The full group of videos is up on Infowars.com, but here's a small clip.
Aborted babies being burned and then used for electricity?
I hope they are.
Jesus, I am so tired of seeing this. You know what? I hope so. I hope so.
I sure hope so.
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh, God, I hope so. I can just imagine the fucking snowflakes with that one.
Oh, no. I just eat mine straight from the can.
I don't think we should be asking, are they being burned and used for electricity? I think we should be asking, why aren't they being burned and used for electricity?
Reuse, reuse, recycle,
and burn them.
Ooh, sustainable energy! I love the advocacy. We should try it, if we have it. Portable charger.
Give your feet!
Now, of course, they're trying to bait people, manipulate them, but that's really the spirit of these women. We have the footage, of course, of the Texas Capitol, famously, with hundreds of pro-life men and women praying to try to restrict the murder of children, to curtail it, and a bunch of women in business suits showing up and saying, I love killing babies, hell Satan. And that's really who these crazy-eyed people are. But the real thing that ties them all together is they look really ugly and really weak. The men and the women are really these pathetic jellyfish that get off on the power of killing children, even though no one wants to even have children with them. They're not having children. They want you to kill your children. That's what these demon-possessed creatures are. Now, here's an example of what we're talking about. Here is a very powerful clip from a few years ago that's really softened a lot of hearts and woke a lot of people up. This is in 2019, Virginia Delegate Kathy Tran, Democrat, introduces House Bill number 2491. That they've passed bills like this in other states. A bill that would eliminate restrictions on abortions in Virginia and would permit abortions to be performed right up until the moment of birth. Here is the admissions.
Delegate Tran.
Yes, sir.
How late in a pregnancy would your bill apply if a physician would simply willing to certify that the continuation of the pregnancy would impair the mental health of the woman? How late are we talking about?
Well, so the way the suggestion that we've made in the bill is to say it's in the third trimester and at the, you know, with the certification of the physician. So
how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses, were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth. She has physical signs of that she is about to give a birth. Would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
make at that
point. I
understand that. I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
More than 10 states, like California and New York, have laws to kill babies up to after they're born. When you sign on to the Democrats in Hollywood, you sign on to Satanism. You sign on to killing babies, viable, healthy children, when there's even more people out there that want to adopt than there are abortions. These people want the power over human life, and not just babies. They want to kill the old people. They want to kill you. That's what the vaccine's all about. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Same leftists that say it's a woman's right in her body to kill an unborn child and the future of humanity are the same people that tell you, though, you don't control your body when a multinational corporation run by eugenicists who are on record saying they want to depopulate you through vaccines want to force something in your body. And I believe that everything is between God and man. God and humans, God and woman. And you know, if a woman wants to go to some killer and have her baby killed, that's between you and God. And the Supreme Court's about to rule that under the federalist system, it's up to the states. And I agree with that. But it's not enough for Democrats. They want to be able to go anywhere they want and have them anytime. And they're the same people that want to kill as many children as they can, want to euthanize the old people, and they also want access to your children to make them wear masks, make them take deadly shots, and brainwash them into lifestyles where they won't be happy or healthy or part of a nuclear family. Whether it's the Democratic Party, Black Lives Matter, Hollywood, doesn't matter. They're all at war with the family. And all over D.C., all over California, all over different parts of the nation, there were riots last night and police being attacked and police trying to apprehend violent people being run off by mobs that attacked them by the Communist Party. They're waving the flags as law and order breaks down, ladies and gentlemen. And the police video you're seeing with their squad cars being attacked later had to retreat and the cars were destroyed. This is just a small smattering of the footage that we have. But let's look at Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, the big liar. She shows up in D.C., starts calling for insurrection, starts calling for violence, starts calling for confronting people, going after them. Same thing that Maxine Waters and others did. And when she does it, it's good. When she does it, it's wonderful. I mean, Democrats' rhetoric calling for violence has been 100-1. Their violence, burning down billions of dollars of people's homes and businesses and killing dozens and dozens of people, including police officers, and attacking and burning down federal buildings and firebombing other federal facilities, courthouses. And that's all just back burner, and then vice presidential candidate raises millions of dollars and bails people out, and then the district attorneys in those cities drop the charges. The Justice Department doesn't bring charges. Oh, you just attacked federal officers with a hatchet. You just threw Molotov cocktails at them that hit them. You just set fires to the building 100-plus days straight. But that's okay because you're a Democrat. Oh, but people being waved into the Capitol by police, some of them are still in solitary confinement. So here's Elizabeth Warren coming out and running her mouth, calling for an escalation of tension, and the pro-lifers don't assault her, they don't attack her, they simply confront her with words, and she runs like the rat she is.
It's like for decades now, and we are going to fight back.
10% of people across this country, red states and blue states, old people and young people want Roe versus Wade case.
We don't want to dismember children in the womb.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator.
No, we are not going to stand for dismembering 3,000 children in the womb every single day. And you need to repent. Exactly. Disgusting.
Get out of the road.
You don't have a mask on either, ma'am.
You're freaking fat.
Now, you couldn't pull up to a group of Democrats if you were a Republican senator and get out and talk, much less yell at them. They'd kill you. But she pulls up in a group of conservative Christians and pro-lifers and talks about we're going to fight and we're going to get in people's faces. If there's a longer clip of her out there babbling, we'll come back and play more of that. I thought I'd send you guys a longer clip. There's a lot more of her speech where she gets more into calling for violence and confronting people and getting in people's faces and going into the government buildings. I mean, you know the sit-ins they do and the all the things they've done. And when a conservative does it, it's the end of the world. When they do it, it's just par for the course. So think about who these people are and what they stand for and where they're going. But I've got some really important news we're going to get to continuing on this front. MSNBC talking head labels founding fathers racist, misogynist, jerk faces. We've got that coming up next segment. Tucker Carlson reminds America that its current president voted against Roe v. Wade. Oh, that's how long Biden's been around. Leftist news outlet advocates using horse medication for do-it-yourself abortions. Very dangerous. Civility restored. Hillary Clinton says Alito draft opinion will kill and subjugate women. No, it'll actually kill women to keep abortion going. Amazon to pay U.S. employees up to $4,000 to travel for abortions. So much to get to on that front. Dem Senator Ed Markey says Supreme Court is illegitimate. Oh, my gosh. Homeland Security says to say anybody in government's illegitimate is an act of terror. Questioning elections or government bodies is not allowed, even though, of course, it is. And he can say all day he thinks the Supreme Court's illegitimate. I think he's illegitimate. Wow. We'll cover this when we come back, too. Pro-life Spider-Man free climbs second tallest California tower in California in protest of abortion, scale the 60-plus story building freehand. And he got arrested. And a lot of folks on Twitter made the point, wow, he finally found something you can get arrested for in San Francisco. In San Francisco, if you shoot a white person, you will not even be charged now. There was a few years ago, they shot that poor woman, the Hispanic guy did, in the back because she was white, and the white jury let him off saying, well, you're Hispanic. Again, that's how psychotic they are there. But don't worry, he's been arrested, folks, for bringing attention to saving the children. Thank God we're all safe right now. That is going to be coming up. And then after I finish up on this huge abortion news, and boy, is there a lot of it, and is it important? We're going to get into the biggest COVID news yet. It just keeps getting more and more incredible what's coming out and what Bill Gates is up to creeping around. It's not over. Bill Gates warns an even more fatal variant of COVID's coming. And, of course, he knows because he paid to have it all manufactured and made in the Wuhan lab on record. We have all the emails, the documents. They even approached the Pentagon about openly releasing it in China. Pentagon said that would cause a war. And now he's sitting there getting ready to attack you and your family again. So he can get even richer and depopulate the planet. Something he and his dad are so obsessed with. His whole family. And we have the huge news out of the Ukraine situation. The Pope comes out and says, looks like NATO started the war with Russia, which is true. I can't believe I'm agreeing with the anti-pope, but it's true what he's saying. We've got that coming up as well. Stay with us.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The globalists are making their move on humanity right now. You can wake up to that fact and defend yourself, or you can roll over and die. As for me, our amazing audience of activists, we have decided to stand our ground and fight. But more than just fight, we have committed to win!
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
This is a battle of wills. George Soros, Clinton, Obama staffers, and European governments are behind anti-mask campaign to force big corporations to boycott Twitter. Anti-Musk campaign. Yeah, that's breaking, and we know that. George Soros, Clinton, and Obama staffers and European governments are behind the anti-Musk campaign to force big corporations to boycott and attack the company so that it'll basically go bankrupt and Musk is forced to either leave or sell it. And that's how they operate. That's actually coming up next segment. And these very same forces have attacked us because they cannot allow any independent media outlet to be there because they'll become so popular and then others will imitate that popularity and then we will build a community based on common sense and based on the knowledge of the crowd with what the people want to hear and want to know, the truth. So it's quite a fundamental battle. Now here's Biden today at a press conference talking about Make America Great Again movement is the most dangerous radical movement in U.S. history. So it's more dangerous than the KKK. It's more dangerous than the new Black Panther Party. It's more dangerous than MS-13. That's a political, really paramilitary movement. It's more dangerous than the Communist Party. Make America Great Again. Lowest crime rate you can imagine in his events. Good, hardworking people of every race, color, and creed. Simply wanting sovereignty and low taxes and fair trade deals. The people that support Trump are the very best in the world. And the movement is excellent. And Trump's getting a lot of good nationalists and populists elected all over the country. And he's not perfect, but they hate him because they know he's effective in energizing the populist awakening. Listen to this. Clean sweep, all 22 Trump-backed candidates win primaries in Ohio and Indiana. All 22. He's endorsed close to 1,000 candidates, and two have lost. Unbelievable track record. It scares him. But here's that quote that I was just talking about with Biden saying that movement, you, aren't just deplorable like Hillary Clinton said. You are the most dangerous, radical, evil people in American history. Here it is.
Got struck down. Griswold was thought to be a bad decision by Borkin. My guess is the guy's on the Supreme Court now. What happens if you have a state change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way that the decision is written? What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
You know, as stunning as the lie to say that we're the most radical organization ever in American history, I mean, the Founding Fathers went around signing death warrants, killing British officers, and burning down shipyards, and assassinating people all over the place. So they were the most radical in American history for good. To compare our revolution of peace and information to say that we're the most radical, we're wimps compared to the Founding Fathers. And I'm not saying go out and be violent. My point is that the idea that we are the most radical is preposterous. Some of the Founding Fathers had their wives and children kidnapped and put on prison ships, and the founders just let them starve to death on board. Okay, you want me to give up? You got my wife and children? Let them starve to death. Andrew Jackson was 11 to 15 during the Revolutionary War, the time he was involved, as a spy and as a message runner and later as a sniper. And they grabbed his mother and his older brother and said that if he and others didn't come turn themselves in, they'd be starved to death. Andrew Jackson didn't turn himself in, and his mother and brother starved to death. We are not one-tenth as tough as those people. Think about that. So that's the type of stuff that went on back then. And to compare us to them, we don't even deserve it. Now, I'm going to stop right there. But to compare the modern patriots to the left is like comparing us to the founders. So even though we're not as hard and strong and focused as they were, we're still light years better than the left, thank God. So you just heard that incredible clip. But what's more incredible there? The LBGTQPXYZ, LMNOPQRSXUT. What about the LGBT students? You know what goes on in Austin at the middle schools and high schools, elementaries? They tell them, you identify as LGBT, don't you? Here's a lollipop. When they do, they pat them on the head and let them have extra recess time. And they're organized into after-school clubs and everything else, literally into a sexual orientation and a sexual lifestyle. Imagine if they had the mud wrestling team for five-year-olds, or the oil wrestling, or hey, hey, you're part of the wet t-shirt contest group, and you're training to wear wet t-shirts contest. You say, that's pedophilia, that's sexual relations with children. But if it's LGBT, then it's like, oh, absolutely. Let's go confuse these kids that are highly influenceable with their leaders, with their teachers, and then let's induct them into this lifestyle. Yeah, 4,000% increase in the last decade in kids identifying as trans, but nobody is grooming the children. They're not grooming them. They're forcing them the hell into it. This is a cult of depopulation taking over. And when you look at the cult, they all look like they've had their souls sucked out of them. I don't care if they're black, white, what color they are. They all look like hell. We don't want to have our children anywhere near this. And if you let your children anywhere near the public schools, you are insane. Baby torture, taken hostage, and battered with tuna fins after leaving son without legs. Fellow inmates took him hostage and threatened to chop off his legs once they knew what he'd done. Yeah, the inmates know what to do, but not the liberals. Why, they'd have him there for drag queen story time. So you just heard the president of the United States, who's always groping and grabbing children on television, tell you, well, we got to protect the LGBT children. Imagine this way saying, we got to protect the heterosexual children that are in the sex club. It's a sex club. And it's a bunch of weird child grooming pedophiles and perverts wanting access to your children. They are the pedophile movement. Oh, but CNN tells you there's no pedophile epidemic, even though there is. And they have all these useful idiots that go along with it. Absolutely insane. I want to get more into the abortion stuff. And then I want to get into a bunch of news and take your calls next hour. And then Pete Santilli's going to join us on something we've talked a lot about, but we need to really drill into because it's such a big deal. World Health Organization, global government takeover with this new treaty set to be ratified and prepared this month in Switzerland. This is a big, big deal. And we're going to go through it piece by piece and how Obama set the stage for it back in the final days of his administration with executive orders, and how that ties into executive orders of George W. Bush in 2005, and how this is their big medical takeover plan. Nationally, they'll use federal agencies to use medical takeover to seize control of housing, infrastructure, forced populations. Internationally, same thing. We'll be hitting all of that coming up on the other side. So much big news for you today, but we must guard our children, and we must do it now. The target is our children, not just their innocence, but their lives. If they can kill them before they're born and chop them up, that's the best. Sell their organs, that's even better. Or they got to sterilize them and turn them into pedophiles. That's the next target. If they can't, just kill them. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Segment. Well, I intend to take a lot of calls in the second hour, interspersed with a ton of very important news and some very important many reports that we have been putting out just in the last 24 hours that we're going to be premiering here on air in the next hour. I wanted to, before I forget, just remind listeners of something, and the corporate media spends this all day. We were given a $1 million roughly Bitcoin donation a week ago. I came on air and said we just got a big donation. So we've gone from being 40% behind to about 65-70%, you know, being covered. When we get to 100% of what we need, we're now in the black. And that's what I'm explaining, is we're treading water. And the media all spun that like it was some secret and it was evil. And you're not allowed to take Bitcoin. You're not allowed to sell product. You're not allowed to be on air. Everything we do is evil, evil, evil. When they're the ones that are saying they want to kill babies after they're born. They're the ones promoting pedophilia. They're the bad guys. But everything we do is evil and terrible, and even being masculine is bad. And The American Psychological Association says that masculinity is evil, is mental illness. No, that's mental illness. Saying a woman can be a man can be a woman, or saying a man can have a baby. It's all a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. We know that. But I'll be very clear with the listeners. I told you months ago we had a $2.5 million deficit because it cost us millions and millions and millions of dollars a year just for bandwidth, because we have to do our own streaming, our own systems, because we're independent. Just that alone. But I have to be able to buy product out in the future, show that we can then sell product to make the profit to fund the operation. And so $5 million with inflation is not a lot of money. That's barely what I need to go to make the decision to go ahead and buy the product we need for 6 months out. Because used to it was 6 weeks, then 12 weeks, then 20 weeks. We put orders in that took a year to come in. And anybody that's involved in manufacturing or food production or supplements or medicine, everybody knows this is happening. And it's getting worse and worse around the world, and now worse and worse here. So we're in a critical situation. So I want to thank that great donor for taking us from the red, where I didn't know what to do, to right into the edge of the black. But I don't want to sink back down to the red. So I want listeners to understand. Making straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com. Right at the top, there's a banner saying make a donation. $5, $50, $100, recurring, can cancel any time, or just do a one-time deal. Support free speech, donate today. The top of InfoWarsStore.com. We are selling out of all the giant inventory we have of T-shirts over the years. We've sold out about 70% of them right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call 888-253-3139. They can take your donation over the phone as well. There's also a P.O. box posted there on the site. In fact, I had that, guys, and I forget the P.O. box. Will somebody reprint me the P.O. box, please, that I had you guys write up for me, a little plug for that, because people are sending a lot of donations to the P.O. box as well. We can put it on screen, please. Thank you. So, again, you need X2. X2, we got a limited supply of it. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the very best out there for your libido, your stamina, most importantly, your immune system, all cellular function. It, ladies and gentlemen, is 25% off. Again, the P.O. Box is P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. If you'd like to order product by mail, or if you'd like to make a straight donation via mail, thank you so much. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. You know who you are, and I really want to thank you all for your support. We couldn't do it without you, but as soon as I announced last week, and I appreciate the support, but oh, we got $2 million in donations, we got a second donation, I saw support go way down. People are like, oh, well, Jones is fine now. No, we just got fuel in the tank to not be on empty. And if we don't keep promoting and all this, we're going to lose. We're fighting the Democrats at point-blank range. We're fighting the corrupt courts. We're paying for our own bandwidth, our own satellite uplinks, this crew. This is a very important organization, and we've got some major moves taking place with people that want to partner with us to take it to the next level. And so the enemy's attacks on us are going to blow up in their face. But we've got to be able to persevere and hold where we are another 6 months or so. And just to give you a report on what's happening, people are really upset now. And folks are really waking up to the New World Order being a real thing. And so the credibility of InfoWars has absolutely exploded. But that's created something extremely paradoxical. Whereas we get more popular with Christians and nationalists and populists and people that just want to survive and live and just pro-human folks, pro-common sense people, the satanic forces get more and more enraged and intensify their attacks. And then that only makes people that are already awake say, hey, we better check out InfoWars more. So it's creating an amplification loop that is extremely explosive politically, spiritually, like firing a bullet of uranium into a block of solid plutonium. And that's what many of your more primitive atomic and even hydrogen bombs are detonated with, is not just plastic explosive, but by, and this is an allegory, it's an analogy, is by firing that radioactive bullet into the solid core of the plutonium and vice versa. There's multiple ways to do it. And so this I'm writing a bomb down just like in Dr. Strangelove. And I know that. This is extremely historic what we're all going through. And they can't deny their Satanists now. They can't deny their pedophiles now. They can't deny they're devaluing the currency. They can't deny they're starting a war with Russia. They can't deny that they are just the most horrible, evil, lying, scum of the earth people that are surveilling us and censoring us and attacking us. And it's just going to get more and more intense until people finally have to stand up and stop complying and say no. And the globalists know you're already doing that. They can see they're going to lose. So they want violence. That's why we can't be roped into it. We can't be set up by it. We have to be as wise as serpents and as peaceful as doves. And as Teddy Roosevelt said, walk quietly, carry a big stick, and work as hard as we can now before they go to their next move. Because when Biden tells you the most radical organization, the most evil organization in American history is the Make America Great Again crowd, you know they're coming for everybody because they have to. They've lost. People know who they are. Everyone's turning against them. And so all they have now is election fraud and then gaslighting, just like France. Oh, no. Biden really got reelected. Oh, no. Everyone really loves Kamala Harris. Even though the polls will show the opposite, this is part of the gaslighting. So I want to thank you all for your support. We'll start the next hour, and I'm going to finish up on the abortion freakout and where I see that going, and then just this massive, massive developments on the COVID front. And then when I say huge, the situation with the ongoing NATO-Russia war and what General Milley had to say about wanting to put U.S. troops in there and have permanent bases surrounding Russia. I want to show you some of the maps. And just this is a serious provocation, and it shows you where the future is going. That's all coming up. But don't forget, Biden said this. The idea that we're going to make a judgment that is going to say that no one can make a judgment to choose to abort a child based on a decision by the Supreme Court, I think goes way overboard. Biden said Tuesday, emphasis added, if the decision holds, it really is quite a radical decision. That is upside down world. Killing babies up to the time they're born and then after in Democrat-controlled areas is not radical. Not wanting to kill babies is radical. Oh, but they don't want Democrats don't want medical experiments on rats. They just want your children chopped up. These people are a criminal mob. Stay with us.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.